Amen. Say big amen. Let everybody say big amen. I don't hear you. I want to hear your voice loud.
The key is
amen. I want those who sit at back.
Prophet, I want you to go lay in law in your council. What are you?
Left front. Don't give space in the front. Come front.
Let fill the.
In the front. Amen.
Amen. Shall we pray?
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
Our Father and our God.
Adupe lowo yin ni oruko Jesu egba oko
ewa. Thank you in the name of Jesus, I accept our
prayer. Ayi awon omo yin.
In the lives of your sons and daughters.
Iru akoko te mu won wa yi.
For this a prime of their life.
Ni akoko ojo.
The moments of their youth.
Agbe yin ga loruko Jesu egba oko ewa.
Father, we are thank you for this.
Fun awon akoko yi.
For this moment in their life, and those things you have made them hear, those things you have made them to know, which confirms it that you have a better future for them. Father, we pray at the name of Jesus' name concerning every life, so Lord, Father, accept our prayer. Great glory be unto you.
Your
life will never remain the same. Father, right now, the showers of your grace and power, your powerful grace, underneath this word we hear, each of them, let that power come into your life. The power of the grace of God comes into your life in Jesus' name. As you listen to the Lord, the power of the grace of God comes into your life. May your life never remain the same. Your life will never remain the same. Your life will not remain the same.
In
the name of Jesus, through this word, and through the power of the grace of God that will come into your life, your life will begin to please God. The Lord will make use of you for His glory. The Lord will use you to shake this world. The Lord will exalt you. Rise up among you, Jesus' name. Your life will begin to please God. You become a glorious
youth.
You remember your youthful age and your praise God. You won't take the wrong step. You won't act wrongly. During this your youthful state, the devil won't be able to waste your life. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I thought you would say, very standing
amen.
Mo kiwa kabosi a ikora jopo awon odo ti odun yi.
I welcome us to this year youth gathering.
O ti dara fun yin.
It's what with you.
Mo wa niwaju yin lati ba yin soro Olorun.
And before you to speak the word of the Lord with you.
Eyi ti mo pe koko re ni.
Which I call the topic.
Ifaraji.
Commitments.
Iyare ni soto.
Consecration.
Ati ifare ni rubo fun awon odo.
And self-sacrificial life for youth.
Boya ki ntuntun so.
Maybe I should repeat that topic.
Ifaraji.
Commitments.
Iyare ni soto.
consecration and self-sacrificial life for youths. This means I'm speaking to the youths. And this word I'm telling us, I'm speaking to us, is what I call commitment, consecration, and sacrificial life.
I will read unto your hearing.
I want you also to open your Bible. Because I will extract every word I will speak to you from there. The book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'll read verse 1 and 2. It says, therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I wouldn't want you to let anything disturb you. As I read, I want you to put your mind here, let it settle in your mind, and let it echo in your head. I'm reading again. I
beseech
you, therefore, brethren, by the
mercies
of God, that ye present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
We call in tickage.
The book of 2 Corinthians.
Urikefa.
Chapter 6.
Munkese ikeni last year sekeji dilogun.
I'll read verse 14 to verse 18.
Setishi.
Have you opened your Bible? The place.
Corinthians tickage.
2 Corinthians.
Urikefa.
Chapter 6.
Verse
14 to verse
18.
It reads thus. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye, you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my son and daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. Hear that, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Markese ikokan deni ogun si ese ikokan le logun.
I read verse 19 to verse 21.
Oni sugba.
It says. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth they that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth.
Ati omiran si ola,
and some to honor,
ati omiran si ailola,
and some to dishonor.
Bi enikeni ba bi ara re mo.
If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Say amen. I expect you to carry your Bible right now. Not
Bible
on your phone. Bring out your Bible, hard copy, and open it. Bring it out and read it now. Those three verses of the Bible I've read
to
you, Jerry, I extract the topic of our sermon, which I call commitment, consecration, and sacrificial life. You see these three words? You need to pray for power of grace. You need to receive the grace. What is the reason? If you see a successful man in life, if you see a victorious man die, if you see a man that excels among his equal, it is nothing behind all these three sentences.
Ifaraji,
commitment, consecration, and self-sacrifice. Let me ask you, who loves to excel among his equals? You want to excel, raise up your hand. You want to excel, raise up your hand. And the Lord will allow that in your life in Jesus' name. Put down your hand. There's no other secret behind being successful in the physical and the spiritual.
Only ifaraji
is commitment,
yara soto,
consecration, and self sacrifice.
Ifaraji,
commitment,
yara soto,
consecration, and self sacrifice. As a child of God, I'll speak to you concerning the spiritual. Because commitment, consecration, and self-sacrifice, they are both in spiritual and physical. But what I'm explaining first unto you is, if you want to excel in life, if you want to excel among your equals, what you must know are these three words. You must know about commitment. You must understand consecration. And you must know well about sacrifice. It's a different thing to be at the same level with your equals. And it's a different thing to excel among your equals. Excelling among your equals is different from doing at the same level. If you want to excel among your equals, you must receive the power of commitment. You must receive the power of grace. You must receive the power of grace for self-sacrifice. Without these three things, man will be an ordinary man. I'm praying for you as the Lord gives you the privilege to be under this word, most especially in this youth convention. You won't be a mean man. If there is cause, wherever you have been born, from your parents, for the sake of Jesus Christ, those cause are erased upon you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our commitment, our consecration, and our self-sacrifice
is
based on two things. That is why I say in the physical and in the spiritual,
it
is based on two things. In the spiritual, this means commitment unto God, consecration for God, and self-sacrifice unto God. This is the first thing you must know. That how can I commit myself unto God? What does commitment mean? How can you separate yourself? How can you present yourself as a sacrifice unto God? What are these things? What does it mean? How can you go about them? And what will it result in? These are the things I'm going to explain unto you. Then the second base of it, that your commitments for God, consecration for God, and self-sacrifice unto God will result into this thing, this second thing. Is what God wants you to become in life. What God wants you to become in life. What things that God wants you to be in life. Or let me call it per se, the vision of being sent to this world. The vision God wants you to fulfill in this world. Each of you that you listen to me, God have a vision, a mandate for you to fulfill in this
world.
That is the reason why the first important thing is your commitment, consecration, and self-sacrifice unto God. Because your commitment, consecration, and self-sacrifice to God will help you discern the vision of being sent into this world. Then after discerning it, you'll be able to commit yourself in doing
it.
There are multitudes of people, multitudes of old men and women, multitudes of youth are dear in
their
vision. And many dead men and women that didn't fulfill their vision. And failure to fulfill their heavenly vision. There was no reason behind it other than they failed to commit themselves to God.
Therefore,
for these three things I'm speaking on, they are based on two things concerning for God and concerning the vision which you have sent to this world. This means your commitment, your consecration, and your self-sacrifice. They must be unto God. And they must be for the vision you are sent into this world to come to fulfill. For the vision you are sent to this world to come and fulfill. Therefore, I want to explain unto you and speak to you deeper about it. Because you need this message at this very time. This your youthful age. You need it so much. Because you must not spend your energy on useless things. You must not spend your energy on profitless things. You must not spend your energy, your time over nonsense and rubbish. Therefore, I pray that it shall be well with you. I will speak to you under 3 points. This is the first point.
Only father ti muni man kan se daradara.
Commitment that helps you do things well.
Nibi ni ma ti salaye kini o npe ni ifaraji.
Here I will explain the meaning of commitment.
Kini o si ma mu wa.
And what does it result into?
Bawo ni ifaraji se ma mu ki eyan mo nkan.
How
does
commitment make you help you do things well when you commit yourself in
your name?
That's why I call it commitment that help you do things well. Second point.
Only iyare ni soto ti muni jafafa lati si aseyori inu nti ayan laayo.
Consecration for smartness. And bringing about success in your field. Consecration. That brings about
success.
Which results into success in your field. The third point. Self-sacrifice that makes you excel greatly among your equals.
You will be Olorun si fe pe ki o fara balẹ gidigidi gan.
I wish and the Lord also wish you to be diligent in this
message.
Listen attentively, do not allow any hindrances.
Yo si dara fun o.
It shall be well with you.
Yo si gbadura labe oro yi.
I prayed on it.
I'll gbadura fun agbara ori ofe.
You will ask for the power of grace.
Yo si wonu aye re
lo. And it will come into our lives in Jesus' name.
O tayo.
You will excel.
Moni o tayo.
I said you will excel.
Moni loruko Jesu o tayo.
I said in Jesus' name you will excel.
Irite yan fi tayo niyi.
This is the secret for excellence.
Momu abala akoko.
The first point I'm taking
now. Ifaraji ti muni mo nkan se daradara.
Commitment that helps you do things well.
Ifaraji ti muni mo nkan se daradara.
Commitment that make you things well.
Kini a pe ni ifara eniji?
What does commitment mean?
Iwe Romo ori kejila ti mo ko ka fun yin.
The first text I read of you, Romans chapter 12.
Iwe Romo ori kejila ti mo ko ka fun yin.
Romans chapter 12.
Ma fara balẹ kese kini a ti keje pada.
I'll read verse 1 and 2.
Oni nitori na mo si yonu Olorun beyin.
Said I beseech you dear for brethren.
Wa ni ara.
By the message of God.
Iwo ni ara yen iwo to ti gbagbo.
You are the brethren being mentioned here, you that you are saved.
Lo so lokunrin.
Both youths are brothers and sisters. This man of God.
O ba ke wo ninu gbolohun bo ti kala to.
I want you to see in a sentence how Jesus was about
it. Mo si yonu Olorun beyin.
That I beseech you dear for brethren.
Ni pe o mo nto be so, o mo pataki nto be so.
This means you know the extent and the importance of what he is about to say.
O mo nkan to nfe so je.
He know the usefulness of what he's about to say.
O si fe ki awon to nba soro na ki won mo ki won gba.
And he wants his audience also to catch the vision and catch the reason. This means what he's about to say is very important.
O nbe mo pe ni ijonu Olorun.
Therefore he beseech them by the message of God.
Me mo fi ijonu Olorun mo fi be yin.
I beseech you therefore brethren by the message of God. Nkan kekere nkan to se pataki ni. This thing is not to be belittled.
O se pataki fun aye wa.
It's very important for our lives. It's very important to
you.
Said, I beseech you by the message of God, brethren. Look at how Paul beseeches you. Concerning what he sees that it is very important for you to
be.
He says, I beseech you, by the message of God, I beseech you by the message of God, brethren. Hallelujah. I beseech you by the mercies of God, brethren. Now listen to the next sentence. What does it beseech them for? Says that ye present your bodies unto God. Present your bodies unto God. That is what is called commitment. We can see this presenting oneself unto God as commitment. It says present your body to God as a living sacrifice. What is being sacrificed is going to be let alone. Living sacrifice. It's not all things that are sacrificed that are
killed.
That is the reason why living is added to this world. It's like an animal which is said to be presented as a living sacrifice. An animal presented as a living sacrifice will be let off the hook. Whatever is being sacrificed to. Therefore, that is also the same way God wants us to present ourselves unto Him. The first secret you must know as a child of God that has saved, you must know the first secret commitment unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
When
we are talking about commitment, it has to do with this. You set aside your time for things to do today. Your time, your talent, your age, whatever you have, you would neglect it.
You won't allow
it to become an angel. Maybe you want to do something mostly for God. Hallelujah. Presenting your
soul,
presenting your time, and neglecting your age. Or let me call it living time, setting aside time without struggling with it. You also consider the way we are yesterday is also part of commitment. We have set aside our time. To listen to the word of God and also to pray. It's an example of our commitment. If you continue in this, if not the whole day or the whole time, you have a special time you communicate to God. Whatever you commit yourself to, that is what you know how to do best. If you commit yourself unto God, you will be able to do
well.
If you commit yourself to your business, you will know how to go about that business. If there is something you don't know how to do, that means you are not committed to that thing. This means you don't present your body to that thing. Commitment is also called presenting oneself. Presenting setting aside time, dedication to something. Maybe you are very poor in mathematics. What it is demanding from you is commitment. Maybe you are somehow poor in
physics,
or chemistry, or biology, or agricultural science. Maybe you are poor in those subjects and it seems like they are doing magic. If you can commit yourself, what you begin to observe is that you begin to have a special understanding about it.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. look up. Begin at the message. Commitment unto God. For commitment, presenting oneself to God without trying to struggle yourself. It will help you to be self-convicted.
Amen.
Amen.
To ba ti mo Oluwa.
And once you are convicted, the Lord will help you to know the vision why you are sent to this world.
It
will make you know the mandate, the reason why God sent you to this world. You know, it is of different levels.
Therefore,
you will not channel your energy into the wrong thing or what God has not sent you. Once you are dedicated to God, you commit yourself to God and you know
Him.
The Lord will open your senses to the vision, the mandate, the reason why
He sent you to the world.
This will make you committed to that bandit as you have committed yourself to God. And it will make you be a specialty in
it.
That was why he said, this is your reasonable service. And it will help you know the mindset of God, know the will of God. This means to know God. It will also help you know in and out of your mandate. It says so that you might prove the will of God, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. You will be able to prove the will of God. And you'll be able to know the full details about the mandate.
This is
what is good and very perfect for your life.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Out, hallelujah.
Encouraging.
Commitment.
That
helps you know how to do
things.
This is the secret which I'm exposing to you. You must test for it. You must you must understand and receive the grace. There is no impossibilities in the law. What hinder you of doing some things is that you don't receive the power of grace for commitment. Once you receive the power of grace for commitment, underneath the power of grace for commitment, it will transform your life to be specialized in doing that thing.
Amen.
Amen. You know the Lord. You know the mandate by which you are sent to this world. How good would it have been that you understand and know the mandate of God, the vision of God for your life from now? That was why Jeremiah lamented, he cried.
O ti dara to fun omokunrin ki o gbe ajaga re nigba to wa ni ewe.
How good it is for a youth to carry his yoke while in his youthful age.
Ebo nigba to ke se pe ni children age.
Not in the children age.
It's a kid's age.
Not in the being a toddler or being a kid.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
O ni nigba to wa ni ewe yen ni youthful age.
That's our youthful age is being mentioned here.
Flowering age.
That's your prime, your flowering age.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
At the time when you are flourishing, when you are bearing flowers.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It says how good it is that you bear your yoke. And how will you bear that yoke? And you bear it well. How will you discern your own particular yoke? So that you bear the wrong yoke and you bear it well. This is the secret.
Commitment.
I want you to say that word, commitment. Only 10 people is talking. Say commitment. Commitment. Say it loud. Commitment. In commitment to God.
Because we be you more. And when you don't what
apart from helping you to discern your mandate for being sent to this
world,
commitment unto God. I can make it as I use an illustration of how a sick person dedicates himself, commit himself to a doctor. You know, when the doctor is to perform a surgery on a patient,
who
said the person is being
sedated.
Or a type of injection that will make the cell dormant. That it will make his stimuli die. But he himself will not die. But the person will feel no stimuli that something is being done upon
him.
Why is it that that person is being sedated at that moment? Because that patient will be able to surrender
himself.
Because of the operation that is about to be performed. It will be impossible when that patient is crying, shaking the body or not, or struggling himself. Therefore, sedatives and injection that help keep the stimuli, I can call them commitment. I can use them as
illustrations.
So that means your commitment for God
will
help the Holy Spirit perform the work of sanctification in your life. From helping you to discern your mandate for
business,
apart from helping you know the Lord clearly, it will help you receive the spiritual operation. Immediately you have surrendered your life unto Him. Not everyone that accepted Jesus surrendered their life to Him. And this disturb most people that have accepted Jesus Christ of the Lord have a very good plan and a beautiful plan for your future. After receiving Jesus, you have to commit yourself unto Jesus. A commitment that the Holy Spirit will be able to perform surgery on your life, and it will help you extract every evil things and every contrary things away from
you.
It is this secret that Paul knew, he understood, and he was beseeching his brethren. I beseech you by the message of God that you present your bodies unto the Lord as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and that will be your reasonable service. As you believe, commit yourself. I'm talking about commitment right now. I'm explaining commitment right now. It will help you specialize on things. It will make you do things well. It will make you know the Lord
well.
And to make the Lord open your senses to discern the man of this
Lord.
And it will make the Holy Spirit perform surgery upon you. In commitment. That is where you read
the Bible.
If you are committed, you
say
that in the Word of God, and you have your time to meditate. Your commitment means setting aside time to read the
scripture.
Commitment to God might mean setting aside your time for fellowship. Having fellowship with the congregations of the children of God. Your commitment to God might result in you speaking to God like Father and Son personally.
Amen.
Amen. Having time to pray. You see that what I want to speak on has many things underneath
it.
Commitment.
Here,
another thing you see on that commitment,
that
if you know the Lord, that I may know you with the power of resurrection. When you are committed, it will help you know
me.
To help you discern the mandate of this
day,
it will help you attain inner sanctification. Then this will result in the manifestation of spiritual gifts in your life. Gifts like love, joy, patience, even from your youthful age. Even from this age, spiritual gifts to begin to manifest in your life. Great spiritual gifts. Great spiritual fruit. And what will this result in for you? Then this will result into your life. Please the Lord. This will make your life present a good savor before the Lord. Hallelujah. I know most of you know savor well. Or they are cooking jollof rice. I know most of you, you have
that.
Now, who is that person cooking this kind of delicacy? That is what I'm trying to say. Your commitment to rules out a good servant before the Lord, and the Lord will please to
you.
Your life will begin to please God, and it will begin to. This is the secret. The secret and the power, the grace comes into your life in Jesus'
name.
I want to move to the second point right now. I believe that you now know the meaning of commitment. And you know those things you have to commit yourself for God. For your mandate of being sent to this world. We know without commitment to God, most youth are not committed unto God. They don't even know God, not to talk of committing themselves to Him. This makes them to chase about the wrong vision. This made them fail to know their vision. Then they are committed to evil visions and wrong visions. I know there is none of you and my listeners both now in the future that
lose
vision. I say you won't lose your vision.
àwọn nǹkan tó ń bẹ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ tí mo kọ́ sọ yẹn.
I want you to see the secret
of the affair.
Commitment that make you specialize in things.
Kò rí. Mo gbọ́ sí abala kejì.
The second point.
Èyí ni ìyára sọ́tọ̀, ìyára ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
Concentration. Smartness.
Láti ti àṣeyọrí.
And success.
Nínú ohun tí a yàn láàyò.
In your area of specialization.
Mo fẹ́ kí nǹkan yìí kọ́kọ́ yé yín.
I want you to know this thing, understand this thing.
Lọ́wọ́ sọ wípé.
If you say.
Kéèyàn já pápá.
That you are smart.
Kéèyàn smart tọ̀bí kó wà dynamic.
Or you are dynamic.
Ó tún yàtọ̀ sí pé kéèyàn tún mọ nǹkan ṣe lásán.
It is even different from being specialized in doing something.
Èèyàn lè mọ nǹkan ṣe kó mọ̀ sí jọ̀gàn mọ́ra dáadáa kó mọ̀ jà fáfá.
You might want to do something perfectly well and you should
be smart. Mo yẹ ti fún yín ní àpẹẹrẹ yìí.
Maybe I should give you this kind of illustration.
Ṣé mo fi ṣẹ́jà ọgọ́rùn-ún fún yín?
Maybe you are.
Mo fi àpẹẹrẹ yìí ó ti jọ ọgọ́rùn-ún.
You are to be marked 100%.
Èèyàn sì gba. Kéèyàn gba ọgọ́ta.
And you have 60%.
Ọgọ́ta lé márùn-ún.
65%.
Ṣé mo pé ó pass.
You know that person.
Ó ṣe ó mọ̀.
Pass the person.
Ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá wá sọ wípé èèyàn gba bíi ọgọ́rin.
But when someone is.
Àádọ́rin.
80%.
Ṣé ẹlò kò yàtọ̀ sí.
70%. Can you differentiate?
80.
In the spirit
realm. Yàtọ̀ sí ìfarajì.
Apart from commitment.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ tó ń lọ sí ìpele tó ga ju ìfarajì.
You must move on to the next.
Ìfarajì yẹn yóò
fọ́fà.
Ó wà á tó dé sí ìlàlẹ̀.
You have that commitment, then you
can talk. Ìlànà tó délé ìfarajì ni ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
The cap you add on commitment is
consecration. Ẹ wí pé ìyára ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
Take consecration.
Mi ò mọ̀ gbóhùn yín dáadáa.
Consecration.
Àbí àìsí ìjẹ láàárọ̀ yìí ni. Ọyẹ ẹgbẹ́ kí gbogbo owó jọ wípé ìyá ara ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
Consecration.
Mi ò gbóhùn yín dáadáa.
Let me hear your voice right on each other's leg.
Yé ká sí ìwé mímọ́ wa.
Let's open our Bible.
Sínú ìwé Kọ́ríntì kejì orí kẹfà.
To the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fọ́nà lẹ́kẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá sí ìkẹrìndínlógún.
Let me carefully read verse 14 to verse
18. Ẹ gbára ó lé tí mọ̀ kásùgbọ́n fún ọmọ fara balẹ̀.
Like I've been reading it for the time past, but you
don't want to fara balẹ̀ báyìí. Bí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ ń gbọ́ wò ó.
Diligent, read your Bible, fix your eyes to your Bible.
Ẹ má ṣe fi àìdọ́gba.
Be ye not unequally yoked.
Ẹ má ṣe fi àìdọ́gba.
Be ye not unequally yoked.
Àìdọ́gba ni nǹkan tí ò ga bára mu.
Being unequal is what is not at the same level.
Nǹkan tí ò ga bákan náà.
What is not at the same
time. Nǹkan tí ò jọra wọn.
What is not the same.
Ó wọ ni má ṣe fi àìdọ́gba dàpọ̀ pẹ̀lú aláìgbàgbọ́.
Be ye not unequally yoked.
Ó yẹ kí n jára àrẹ sọ́tọ̀.
This means separate yourself.
Nínú ìṣòro aláìgbàgbọ́.
Ìṣàmì ìgbàgbọ́.
Wọ́n gbàgbọ́.
It is even greater than commitment.
Nínú ẹ̀mí secondary class ni ìfarajì.
In the spirit realm, consecration is the secondary level.
Primary one ni ìfarajì.
The primary level is the commitment.
Secondary one ni ìyára ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
Secondary level is the consecration.
Ó ní nítorí ìdàpọ̀ kíni òdodo ní pẹ̀lú àìṣòro.
Faith for what fellowship at righteousness with unrighteousness.
Ìjọ kíni ìmọ̀lẹ̀ sí ni pẹ̀lú òkùnkùn.
And what communion at righteousness. I want
to consider it together.
Consider it together. This is darkness.
Ìmọ̀lẹ̀ ni.
And this is light.
Ìyá lè dàwọ́pọ̀.
Can they be compatible?
Ẹ sọ̀rọ̀. Mi ò gbọ́ ẹ.
I want to hear your response.
Kò ṣe é ṣe.
It is impossible.
Inú ń sọ wípé.
That
is
it.
Ó ní ìdàpọ̀ kí ni ìmọ̀lẹ̀ nípa ìlú òkùnkùn.
Communion act light with darkness. This consecration does not mean being moody. When someone
asks,
go and to an eating place and sit alone. And claim that the scripture, pastor,
separate
myself. Isolation. Consecration does not mean isolation. Or not speaking to others. But consecration has to do you separate yourself, the speaking styles of an unbeliever. Let me even say it per se like this. From the ears of your head and to your feet, you totally consecrate it for God. That these ears of my head, you will not add females, you determine that Lord,
natural ear.
You might be in need of a natural ear. That is the reason why I present this. That's the reason why I did not add
anything.
If you wish to make use of them, that is what is called consecration. If God wants to make use of your ear, you don't know, God might want to use anything in your life. Do you know? God would be able to make use of some people's ear. What is the reason? Because they consecrate it. Your ear, from your ear, even your ear, your eye, your mouth. For better understanding of what I'm trying to say, the book of Job, Job chapter 31.
Mark second KJ as you get that.
I'll read verse 1, 2, and verse
3.
It says, I made a covenant with
you.
Maybe you can also repeat that along. Why then should I think upon a
man?
What portion of God is there from above? What inheritance of the Almighty is
on earth?
Not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity. My listeners, the Lord
say your soul.
I said the Lord save your souls. It was the consecration of Job that made him utter this
statement.
That's the wrong thing. When we are studying something that is
our
heart, or something is placed in your handset, you say, I've been declared,
that
is my heart. I will only fix it upon only things that belongs to God. Consecration, this is my mouth.
Actions,
abuse, anyone, lies, any wrong statements, or any corruptible words will never proceed out of my mouth. No matter how it is, this is part of consecration. Do you understand? My body color, the Lord might be in need of it. This is what I'll do with it. That was what I said. Do not allow any corrupting words proceed out of your mouth.
Praise the Lord.
I'm talking about consecration. It also means sanctifying one's life.
Amen.
Amen. I consecrate myself in dressing, in wearing of clothes. For me, I will never wear clothes that expose my chest. I will never wear a dress that expose my shoulder. I will never wear a dress that
attracts
attention, wrong attention to me. I will never wear a cloth that review my shape. I will never wear a cloth that I will wear. I will sit and they will view my thighs. That is consecration. It's for me. This is how my trousers will look like. This is how my cloth will look like. Not pretending. From within. They receive that text and the Spirit of God tear that up.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
The book of Romans chapter 6. Sit right and check that also. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Let me wait for you to open that verse. Romans chapter
6
and verse 13. Have you opened your Bible to the place? Or do you feel inconvenient? Do you feel like
to
open your Bible?
To 1 million.
The pages in your Bible is not up to 1 million.
Abuto.
Or is it up to that?
No. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's see.
And why do you see that?
Romans
chapter 6 verse 13.
Say, hear
that sentence well. Brother, please listen to me very well.
Hey.
It says, neither
yield
ye your
àwọn ẹ̀yà ara yín.
Your members.
Tó màá díẹ̀ nìkan máa ń sọ fún ọ wípé.
If anyone is telling you that your soul.
Ọkàn
ni. It is only.
Ó ní.
Your soul
is concerned. Ẹni Ọlọ́run ló ń sọ̀rọ̀ látẹnu Paul.
It is the spirit of God that speaks to you from the mouth of God. Bẹ́ẹ̀
máa ṣe ìjọ wú àwọn ẹ̀yà ara rẹ.
Neither yield ye members of your body.
Lọ́wọ́ fún ẹsẹ̀.
As instruments.
Bí ohun èlò àìsọ
ni. Of righteousness unto sin.
Ilé ni irun pèpè jú lílẹ̀.
It means even attaching of eyelashes.
Kíkun ojú, kíkun ètè.
Painting your face, painting your lips.
Sísọ sàwòrán mọ́ orí mọ́.
Wearing bangles and chains.
Fífi àwọn irin tí wọ́n ti ń tẹ̀ fífi sí inú ìka ọwọ́ irin.
Iron.
Irin. Èsù lẹ́tọ̀ ni irin.
The devil has different kinds of deceit.
Wọ́n wá ṣe wọ́n tẹ̀.
It's just a bended iron.
Kí ti bọ̀wọ́.
That you fix into your.
Àwọn àpè ní ring.
Then it is called ring.
Kí ti bọ̀wọ́. Sísun ẹ̀wọ̀n mọ́.
Putting that in your hand.
Sísun ẹ̀wọ̀n mẹ́rin.
Wearing of bangles, chains.
Gbogbo àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí.
All these things.
Wíwo aṣọ tó fún ara pọ̀.
Wearing a body that reveals your shame.
Wíwo aṣọ tó fi ìhòhò ara hàn.
Wearing a cloth that reveals your nakedness.
Ó ní kíkun èékán.
Painting your fingernails.
Ọwọ́ kíkun ètè.
Painting your lips.
Kíkun ojú.
Painting your face.
Sísun irun márùn-ún kó wá rí bí ti dada.
Adding attachment to your ears and it looks like you are
dreadlocked. Gígé irun bí ọrùn ò ti da.
Having an ear tie which is only contrary to that of
God.
You also take that back.
Ó jẹ́kú ní ìtumọ̀ sí ọ.
And
only that minute you do. Is say
neither yield ye.
Kí o má ṣe jọ̀wọ́ àwọn ẹ̀yà ara rẹ.
Neither yield ye your member.
Kí ló ní o má ṣe.
What does he ask you not to do?
Ẹ̀yà ara máa sọ ẹ̀yà ara.
Lift your members for me.
Téèké kan ní ẹsẹ̀
yára. From your ears.
Ó wá ní má ṣe fi í ṣe.
Your members. He said neither yield them.
Fún ẹsẹ̀.
For sin.
Méje sí o lò bí ohun èlò tí ó máa mú yàn kọsẹ̀.
Do you want to
ronú ẹsẹ̀?
Allow the devil to make use of your body.
Èdè yẹn dé èdè yàrá sọ́tọ̀.
That sentence is a language of
frustration. Ó ní ṣùgbọ́n.
He says neither.
Ẹ lọ wú àwọn ẹ̀yà ara ayé fún Ọlọ́run.
He said but yield yourself unto God.
Yàrá ayé ẹni tó ti dàgbọ́.
Consecration.
Ìyára ẹni sọ́tọ̀.
Consecration.
Ẹni tí yíjà gbogbo àgọ́ ara rẹ sọ́tọ̀.
This means separating
ara rẹ sọ́tọ̀.
Consecrating your total body.
Gbogbo ara tẹ̀mí ajé tẹ̀mí.
The whole of my body, the whole of my life.
Èsù òfin késù ó lò fún ẹsẹ̀.
I will never allow the devil use me for sin.
Èmi kọ́ ni èsù ó lò láti fi gbé èèyàn ṣubú.
The devil will never use me to make others come.
Èmi kọ́ ni èsù ó lò láti mú kéèyàn ọmọ ọrùn èrò kérò.
The devil will never use me to The devil never used me to make others
suffer.
I separate myself unto you. That if you want to use it, O Lord, consecration.
With Timothy Okeji.
The book of 2 Timothy.
With Timothy Okeji.
2 Timothy.
What is Okeji?
Chapter 2. And verse. 21.
Only be any kenny bawi ara de kuro ninu iwa yi.
The man dear for purging the all from thee.
Baba so ma bi okunrin tabi obirin.
Either young or old.
Omo se tabi aga.
Young or old.
Be any kenny bawi ara e mo.
If any man purge the
all from thee. Ara e mo egbo e mo. Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ mọ́ mo gbólò ara ara yẹn.
I want you to consider that statement.
Torí tí èsù ti sọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ mìíràn ni àwọn ayédèrú oníwàásù.
Because the devil has deceived many.
Tí wọ́n sọ fún àwọn èèyàn pé kò
sí preachers that they say they
don't believe. Ọba rẹ̀ òwò ọkàn rẹ̀.
It doesn't mean even if you walk naked it is your heart.
Bí ọkàn rẹ̀ bá gbàgbọ́ yóò ran ara.
If your soul believes it will affect your body.
Bí ọkàn rẹ̀ bá mọ́ ara rẹ̀ náà yóò jẹyọ lórí ara.
If your soul is clean it will affect your outer body also.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá wí ara
if any man purge himself, after your heart has been
purged,
your soul has been redeemed, your heart has been
purged.
It is less to you to consecrate yourself. If any man purge himself, Jesus has redeemed your soul. That is his own duty as
well.
He has washed your soul. He gave you the blood of his word and the blood of your life to consecrate your own self. It's not your own. Commit yourself, is your duty. If any man purge himself, maybe you are here and you have been deceived. You have friends that paint their leaves, they paint their eyes, and they wear trousers. They give you advice that when you bought bike, your body is
exposed.
The reason why this is given to you is because you don't wear a long skirt. But because your skirt is very tight and it's exposing your thighs, and when you want to climb a bike, you just be jumping, you be leaping, you be leaping. You want to make the bike fall. Don't you know that you are the cause? You have to receive that vision. If you catch the vision of the holiness of God, you tell your tailor that make my dress like this, every thing. Holiness will show. You not ask them to expose your shoulders. Why are you exposing your shoulders? They just expose your shoulders like that. Nobody will tell you. You ask yourself, you will expose that. Why should I expose my shoulders? Why should I be an armless dress? Why should I wear a cloth that only reach your chest? It will, you will be irritated by that. I'm talking about consecration. Consecration on God. Brothers and sisters, it shall be well with you. Set your face on me and look
at
consecration. Then it means separating yourself from uncleanliness, from everything that can injure you. There are some things that they are not sin per se, but they can lead you into sin. Separating yourself from all these. Distancing yourself from me. Separating yourself and living a holy life. Sanctifying yourself.
Hallelujah.
You see this thing? It exposes one's life to God. It presents one's life to God for you. It will present you to Him. Look at Esther. She wasn't the holy
female.
There were many ladies that went to Susan.
I want to say,
ladies that on that very day they are to enter to the king's chamber. Some people's ears were as high as some people's ears was I will use this my ear to fight the king. Some people's ears, there are many things have been attached to it, even gold. This lady, Esther, she only plaited her hair. She plaited her hair and she tied her scarf. Her skirt reached and ankles.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are
laughing.
Daddy say, why are
you? Daddy, do you see her? Have you ever seen her? I know that is the meaning of your
laughing.
You know, I've been a youth.
Praise the Lord.
Now open your Bible. This is what I saw.
This is
what I... Open your Bible to the book of Esther.
So tiri ori keji.
Esther chapter 2.
Ese ketala.
And verse 18.
Jekin kalata se keji la kole yo.
Let me read from verse 12.
Ije ni ga ti o ko olukuluku ndi ala ni wa le to afe ife ola lo.
Great stone was come to go into king.
Mo para bale mi ki wo le mo gbo mi daada ku wo le ri nti mo ri.
Yes sir.
O ni ije ni ga ti o kan olukuluku ndi a.
And when every mid stone.
Lati wa le to afe ife ola lo.
To go into king house.
Leni ija ti o mba ti bi osu mejila.
After she had been 12 months.
Gege bi nti awon obirin.
According to the manner of women. For so were the days of their purification. To weep 6 months were oil of
myrrh,
and 6 months were sweet oil, and with other things of, for the purifying of the women.
Back
came every maiden on the
king.
Whatsoever she desired was given unto her out of the house of the women
to
the king. Let me stop here. This means the king has provided all things. Everything has been for a very long time. Chains of different kinds. Perfumes of different kinds.
Mini skirts.
Different kinds of skirts.
Jumpers.
Jumpers.
Skirts.
Different kinds of
skirts.
These things have been for
long.
The king has appointed someone. Some ladies.
Iwefa.
Enoch,
give
come
me
here.
Shabba. Shabba ni mo fe wo.
Give me.
Give me.
That's it. That is what I want to say. Give me miniskate.
Iwefa ba. Fun mi ni jumper.
King Enoch, give me jumper.
Se mo ni hairdresser to le ba se London style.
Do you have a
London style?
Mo ta ki.
Use
Jabala
bi ni gold.
I want
to be in red. You to be in blue.
You to be in white. The king gives them the opportunity, the privilege, whatever they like. Now take verse 14.
In the
evening she went.
And
on the morning she returned into the
country.
The king's chamberlain. She came in unto the king no more. Whenever they come, just tell them, go to that side. Unless they call, they call them by name. Now take verse 15. When it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of
Abihail,
the uncle of Mordecai. I want you to observe that statement. When it was the turn of all that ladies, why did they mention their parents? Why was it that this she was mentioned? Her life was different. She was not the only lady. Other ladies were not mentioned. Why was it that this woman was a
son?
They mentioned the name of her father. Happy.
Big down you are
consecration to him will make you reveal glory of your pattern and your maternal says the hunk of Mordecai who has taken her for his daughter was come to go even unto the king.
Now,
she required nothing.
But
guy, the king's chamberlain, the king of the women's appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all the
people.
This means she never asked of anything. As that, as they assembled together, the Enoch already differentiated that this child came from a good home. Therefore, it is such a
bad thing.
You know, those Enochs were old women. They were adults. That's the reason why I told you a long skirt, a good skirt, Igbo to man.
Oma iwo ma bere ti an fe le seri.
That lady called Esther.
Oni diri nbe nbe yen to le be se awon ti o dirun gidi.
We have
won bad.
We have hairdressers that can help you flip your ears the right back. This is why you know that
hair
was planted the right way. Verse 17. So Esther was taken
into the house
into the house where he had spent much and the king loved Esther above all the women.
So
it is not attaching at least that makes you presentable. Attaching at least that's walking all over the streets. You only be attached to Yahoo boy. Children that lack training, that is what you will be attached to. If you consecrate yourself, it will attach you to kings, priests, children that come from a good
home.
And the king loved Esther. He obtained more than all the
begging.
So that is the royal
man
and made a queen instead of
Vashti.
So shall it be concerning you from today. There are spaces
for people
in high places.
And God
seeks whom to prepare, both male and female. Will you be worthy of that position? Commitment and consecration. The king was covering his nose. Just let her go. Once they part. Just let her go and stand there. How she will walk, present herself. Just let her go. Another one will come in again. When it was the turn of Esther, her holiness chased out every evil odor. This was what prompted the king to
carry
the crown. All others,
it
will only destroy the crown. The crown will be destroyed if it's placed on the ears, but the king carried his crown and placed it on her head. A neat head, a pure head. Let only air, like the spiritual and the physical. Clap for Jesus.
Her
turban was removed. Then a crown was placed on her. You are the person that you have been sought
for.
Ignorant of the fact that consecration will present you. That was what presented her before the
king.
That this is the person you can use to
replace.
Others were thinking, maybe the king
who looked
at the person with the best
people,
the person with the best
dress. O so fun tailor abi eh tailor na ni
person now tell
era me ko I love you king ba me ko
fashion designer to arrange my suit and let me write I love you king as they are coming before the king.
Oh, back to me.
The king just said that. Let her pass by. You might love good things, but if you cannot pay the price, good things will never come.
Esther
did not go about doing all
these things.
Your consecration is very important. It will present you unto the Lord. Present you holy and present you as a useful vessel before Him.
Amen.
Amen. Then it will make you smart. Esther, these are the secrets behind her life. It will make you smart and dynamic. Then it will prompt God to make use of you as an honorable
Esther.
Esther. She brought the and the Lord will make use of you for His very
purpose.
If I tell you to rise up, let me
call you.
This is what I call self-sacrifice that brings excellence among equals, which is even above
consecration.
This is like the tertiary level. It's like you move on to the tertiary institution.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mo ti so fun yin ninu igbagbo.
Your primary level is commitment.
Second
level is consecration.
Higher institution.
Then the higher institution
only ifareniru
is self-sacrifice.
Ifareniru boni ipele to gaju ni mo nso ninu emi.
Self-sacrifice is the highest stage in spirit realm.
Amen.
Amen.
Philippians.
The book of Philippians.
Na to kan ti le ye wa
for you better understanding.
Se areyeju. Iwe Philippians ori kata se keje atejo.
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
Iwe Philippians ori kata.
Philippians chapter
3 atejo.
7 and 8.
Oni sugbon konti o ja si fun mi.
For what things gain to me.
Awoni mo kasi ofo ni to Christ.
I counted loss.
Ni ko ola isi ani ani.
Yeah, doubtless.
Mo kasi.
I count all things but loss for the excellence of the
Lord.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all
things,
and do count them but loss that I may win Christ. Self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is the highest level.
Only se pelu ke yin o tun kon kan to jere fun.
Self sacrifice is profitable.
Igbadun ara ti esese.
It means
ke yan ko
rejecting
nitori
ko le mu to you so that you can achieve
your goal.
Because of your goal.
Nitori ko le tun ma Christ ko le ma dare.
So that you can know Christ the more and know his power.
O se ki ku awon kan to se pe ki si ese ari no ro ro ku ada ti kese.
Refuse out some things in repentance. You have rejected sin, you have renounced it.
Praise the Lord. Ati ti yara wa soto.
And you have consecrated
ourselves.
You have committed. You have committed
ourselves. Ifararubo.
But self sacrifice.
O tun ni se pelu si se ara ku awon nkan to je ntara nbere to ye
ke be mo so do with what your body is testing for, what body is asking,
request ga
you reject this.
Si o le ti ye wa ni Paul.
The greatest illustration is Paul.
Eniyan nla ni Paul.
Paul is a great man.
Ti e ba wo iwe Corinthians kini,
if you go and check the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
ko ku lara.
He was not impotent. There's nothing that happened to him. Nothing happened to him. After his salvation, he was not wet. Because Jesus Christ has shown him the vision.
He warned you, me. You was our Gillette, you be one of my loaf, I won't give it. You'll be in ready to, I won't buy you, I won't buy it.
Because I'll use you for Gentiles, you are going to present gospel before
King
and honorable men of the world.
Give you only still more. Give you only say, but you have one more winner, he said.
Then he thought in his mind, what can I do to
be there?
Then he saw
that you don't need to marry a woman,
you don't need to have any intercourse with anyone.
Oh, they say in Farajima.
This
is higher
than
commitment.
It is different from commitment.
He has consecrated himself.
This is
different.
It's not a sin to have a
matrimony,
but he determined not to have it.
Nítorí ìlépa rẹ̀.
Because of his pursuit.
Nítorí ìlépa rẹ̀.
Because his pursuit. He said he won't have.
Ìfararúbọ.
Sacrifice.
Fún Olúwa àti fún ìrántó Ọlọ́run fún ọ.
Has to do with the Lord and his traditions.
Ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ ni pé.
From heaven.
Ó máa ń mú kéèyàn ó tayọ ẹgbẹ́.
This self-sacrifice will make you excel among your equal.
Kò sí tí Pọ́ọ̀lù fi tayọ tó fi kọ ìwé mẹ́rìnlá ní ònìkan kan nínú Bíbélì.
No other secret behind Paul's sources. He wrote for
the Bible.
The Bible consists of 66 books. He wrote 14 out of
66.
He wrote 14 out of it. If not for him that wrote 14, it would have been difficult for us to know so many things. God showed him mysteries and he wrote them down. He wouldn't have seen mysteries. It was his consecration. It made him he excelled among other apostles.
So,
are you here? If you want to excel, this is the secret
of life.
Don't just follow people.
Be self-convicted.
Commitment, consecration, self-sacrifice.
Esther. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ni ìgbà náà ni.
Esther was a child of God in those days.
Ó farajìn.
So she got
married.
She was consecrated. She was sacrificed.
N ló sun débi tó dé.
This was
one. Ó tayọ ẹgbẹ́ ẹ ni.
Took her to her position.
Ó tayọ ẹgbẹ́.
He excelled among the equal.
Ó ti sọ nípa Daniel.
You must have heard also about Daniel. Báwo
pẹ̀lú Daniel ni orí kìíní ẹgbẹ́ kẹjọ.
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
Wọ́n ní Daniel ni pinnu pé.
And Daniel was
bold in that.
He would not defile himself with the king's meat.
Kéésì ẹsẹ̀ fún láti
jẹ́ ìjọ. And King Jesse Kéésì is not a saint.
Ó ti jẹ́ bọ́lá mébèrú àwọn mébèrú jẹ́.
He is not the holy Hebrew. Other Hebrews ate it.
Ọlọ́run ò sì bí wọn.
And the Lord did not question him.
Ọba ló kéèsè rẹ̀
fún wọn. It was the king that presented them.
Torí pé ó fẹ́ kí ẹgbọ́n mi wo bíbà yìí.
Look up here and listen to me.
Ó sọ àwọn ni.
He picked them out. He said he wants them to walk in his palace. And you don't want them to speak Hebrew language. He wants them to begin to speak Kadian language. Then he took them to school in Babylon. That they should learn that language.
Ó sì pèsè oúnjẹ tí wọ́n máa jẹ tí wọ́n fi ní ọyọ̀ tí wọ́n
lè. He presented the food for them.
Àárọ̀
to
alẹ́
tí
wọ́n máa jẹ àti bàbá
mi. Day and night to eat and even snacks.
Daniel wa pinnu nù.
But Daniel proposed in his own heart.
Ìní fi oúnjẹ àdídùn ọba bara.
That he won't defile himself with
oúnjẹ. Èmi ti ṣe mí o.
That for me.
Mi ò ní fi oúnjẹ àdídùn ọba bara mi jẹ.
I won't defile myself with the king delicacy.
Ní ìyára mi sọ́tọ̀.
I will separate myself.
Ní ìfarajì yìí sì ti
yà. I will commit myself and present myself as a sacrifice. If you go check
Ifararubo to ga ni.
That chapter, the book of Daniel, is a great self-sacrifice.
Wọ́n ní Daniel ni.
Yes, Daniel.
Ọmọ èdè yẹn ju ọmọ ẹbẹ lọ.
He was fluent in that language even than the citizen.
Ó kò sí ní tó mú kí Daniel ó tayọ ju nǹkan yìí lọ.
No, that is make Daniel succeed.
Praise the Lord. Means. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my God. Ẹ̀sìn bímọ. Your
mind is no more here.
Ṣì sínú ìwé Daniel.
Open your Bible to the book of Daniel.
Ó ní. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàlá.
Verse 13.
Ó ní nígbà náà ni.
Then
kí a wo ojú wa.
Let our countenance be
looked
upon before
we eat. Àti ojú àwọn tí ń jẹ oúnjẹ àdídùn ọba.
And the countenance of the children
who eat the portion of
cake as
they are
here.
Deal
with thy servants.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹ́ńlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹ́ńlá.
Verse 15.
Kí ni òpin ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá.
And at the end of 10 days.
A rí wọn lẹ́wà.
Their countenance appeared fairer.
Wọ́n tọ́jú àwọn
gbogbo àwọn tí ń jẹ oúnjẹ
àdídùn ọba.
And all the children which did eat the portion of the cake made.
Sórí
What I'm trying to tell you is
pimples.
So that thing makes some people be filled with pimples. Or their eyes now with that spot. It is junk and other things.
When you wear it, you do one lewa.
Dark spots with them. Tell them that. Tell us that they are
fat.
They were fat and not that they were just fat. They were
junk.
They were only eating. Just men took away the portion of their meat and the and as for these four children, and skill in all learning and wisdom. Understanding in all visions
the
end of the days that the king has then the prince of the Enoch brought them in and the king continued with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel. That statement means none of them rise up on your feet right now. Do you wish to stand before kings? Rise up on your feet. Sit again.
Hey, Sarugo.
You are not old women. You are not aged people. You rise up now.
Rise
up on your feet.
So honest in the world.
Are you a man like this? Are you sure?
When
you
open it, one do only what you are back.
Says at the end, they stood before the king.
What do only what you are back.
They stood before the king.
What do only what you are back.
They stood before the king. Can't you see what the book of Proverbs
says?
Yes, a man diligent in his own business. That makes us understand that it is not work of
business.
It has to do with diligence.
Here
you are standing before kings and not before mean men. Brothers and sisters, I read the book of Proverbs until you
hear me.
Proverbs chapter 22 and verse
29.
It says, thou seest a man diligent in his
business.
This means committed, consecrated, and sacrificed. Raise up your hand. Call the name of Jesus. You go and rely at the feet of
God.
Go and sit at the feet of God and ask for the power of God. Release it upon me. I've given my life to you.
Release it upon me.
to that power. Speak to the cross. And say, Lord, here I am. Lord, the power of grace. The power of grace. The power of grace. The gracious power. The gracious power.
Adarori of Ifaraji.
Gracious power of commitment, consecration,
Ifararuba,
and self-sacrifice.
Oluwa ti fun mi.
Lord, release it upon my life.
Oluwa wa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Gbogbo wa ko ni ewa nbi bayi.
Your attention is not totally
clear.
You have not exceeded our time at all.
Eyin to nsisi owo nu yi. Tomasi. Emi ba to sunmo ni mo mewo mi tonu yin to se pe idaji kutukutu o ti de bi se o ti de be.
Some of you, I know most of you, that you go to your place of work early in the morning and
you
that
fear
especially. That means you become your pete.
Faraje to ba yara soto to faraje fun kan to se you mo ta yo.
If you commit yourself in sin, it will make you
fail. Your equal, you my le oni.
Your equals.
O se ni afira.
Will come to speak to you. You must not live here the same way. Joseph, he was a case
study.
Just making
it.
Not that he lived a life of
common.
If he had lived
a life of common,
he's not going to die. The slaughter
ran for
you. You would have done that.
Why
animals as the boy and he was one that that is the common life. When he lived a different life, he did not lie for to his parents. If he had lived a common life, Potiphar's wife that drew him to the cross, so he would have done it, and no one would have known. But God would have known. That would be a common lie.
In the idea to come and you could move on your mobile, it's a pageant.
It's a common life that you are a youth brother and you are not starting to marry. It's a common lifestyle to hear tight
door,
revealing your it's a common life. You have not cultivated your life like that. It's a common lifestyle. Look at the numbers of time, numbers of hours. Spend on your phone, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Watching movies,
Yabada.
Watching comedians,
Abi, Woli Agba, Abi, eh, Woli KK. Praise God. But what that you don't know?
Look at the numbers of hearts you spend. And you laugh alone. You laugh. You laugh alone. It's a common
laughter.
You have books there to read. You have Bible to read. You have prayers to pray.
Then
when you see your dad is coming, you are not deceiving your dad, you are deceiving yourself. God will not allow you to remain your dad and mom, they have reached a particular stage in their life. It's left to you. It is left to you. So that you would become slaves to your equal. You need to pray for this gracious power. I give you the privilege to move away from
your head.
You set your face upon Jesus. Upon your head. You will punish this morning. The Lord, release it upon my life, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, call upon the Lord.
Say,
prayer, release upon me. Release it upon my life. Release it upon my
life.
In the name of Jesus,
say,
Lord, release it upon my life. Gracious power for commitment and
salvation,
for Release it upon me.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
In Jesus name we pray.
This
is the third prayer point which I use. No mountain too high for you to climb. No mountain that you won't be able to surmount. There is no river that you won't be able to cross. No battle that you won't be able to overcome.
Ni o se da duro.
There is a slant out there that I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable.
There are so many that have been stopped. If you won't be unstoppable, you won't just confess it to your mouth
alone.
You have to receive the gracious power of commitment, gracious power of consecration, and for
self-sacrifice.
Then you won't be
unstoppable.
Joseph was unstoppable. His brothers tried to stop him. Esther was unstoppable.
Daniel
was unstoppable.
Paul was unstoppable.
How much more shall I tell you about Jesus
Christ
the Lord, the King of Kings, who has gracious
power
of commitment, consecration,
and
sacrifice.
I'm tired of it. Agbara ori ofe, ifaraji, iyara soto, ifararubo, ejo ndare Oluwa. Sinu aye eni kokan ni oruko Jesu Kristi. Agbara ori ofe Oluwa, agbara ori ofe ni Oluwa, agbara ori ofe ni Oluwa. Tokunrin to beri Oluwa, awon ojo won ise Oluwa. Ejo ndagbara ori ofe yi, ejo ndare sinu aye mu. Lati mu ki mo faraje, lati mu ki mo faraje fun oro yin, fun adura, fun eyin Olorun. Lati mu ki mo yara won soto fun eyin Olorun ni memo, ni itewogba, ni ebu aye. Oluwa Olorun, ejo nde fun won agbara ori ofe, ejo nde fun won. Lati mu ki mo fi ara mo rugo fun eyin Oluwa, ejo nde fun won, ejo nde fun won. Gbogbo nti a nso yi ko le je won, mo le fi sise. Ejo nda agbara ori ofe fun won, ejo nde fun won, ejo nde fun won. Hey, you're there for one. Ninu amu eyan ji Oluwa e ma je nkan ni o yo sile tokun to bi won e yo nda da lori ofe fun won adamo tin gbo ninu afefe loruko Jesu e yo nda dara ori ofe fun won ada lori ofe ifarajin iyara soto ifararubo ti mo fi ni wa bakan na e yo nda fun won Oluwa e yo nda fun won Oluwa ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa mo ti gbadura fun yin loruko Jesu di o si ti ri niyan. Any kind of you let no I know you. Lord God Jesus, lati oni lo. Agbara ori ofe na yo mo sise nu aye yi. Yo mo farahan. Lord God Jesus, Oluwa wa. Ma pe emi na yo jajaye. Oya emi na yo jajaye.